Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. 7:01 in the morning and 55 degrees. Y94, the number one hit music station, doing that vent line. Now, the idea is, it's Monday. You're probably not like, yay, I'm going to work. Very few people generally are. So there's, presumably, something that's bothering you today. What would you like to gripe about? And it can be absolutely anything. We don't put limitations on it, because if we did, what awesome story would we miss out on? You know, Donna the Deer Lady, probably one of our most memorable conversations of all time, actually came out of the vent line where she's just like, I'm just outright irritated about these deer crossing the road on all these busy highways. So why would we want to put a limit on it? Because God knows what we'd miss out on. Brad, some of those text events.
Somebody said, it's bad enough it's Monday and on your way to work you get pulled over and get a seatbelt ticket. Arr. Another back-to-school shopping for my kids. They all think that they need all new clothes for the school year. Believe it or not, clothes don't expire after a year. Also, anyone else have that neighbor that has a garage sale every weekend? At some point, I want to ask, how much stuff do you have to sell?
Back-to-school shopping, my favorite thing was the new sneakers. Because that was like my annual, finally, I got these bright, white, beautiful sneakers time of year, as it is for many children. I mean, you look up and down any hallway of any school in town, and it's nothing but like bright, white sneakers for like those first couple of weeks. And then they get filthy, scuffed, and dirty, and trucked through dirt and mud and whatever. But for a while, you all got that bright, white sneaker. And I was all about, for like the first month, keeping them beautiful. I would get like a speck on there. And I would go home and I'd be scrubbing on there with like a wet paper towel. And then I don't know why this happens, but after like a month, month and a half, you don't care anymore. And you're running through puddles and mud and dirt. And you go from scrubbing to being like, nah, they're fine. They'll be okay. They're just a little filthy and disgusting.
See, and I feel like while all kids love getting all those new shoes come back to school time, that is the point where it's like the school janitor's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing all those new shoes and going, oh, they're just going to mark up the floors.
Oh, the little black scuff marks or whatever. Oh, sure. Oh, definitely. Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270. You want to complain about anything? Hi.
I really can't stand when men refer to their wives as the wife or the old lady or the old ball and chain. Like, that's from 100 years ago. First of all, we are women. We are your spouses and we are your partners. Why do you refer to your wife as the when A, she has a name, and B, she is your wife? Why can't you just say, this is my wife, or my wife does X, Y, and Z? I mean, men are so pathetic. It's just like gross.
All right. Hey, listen, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. I would have, you know, personally, even if like my wife said the husband, I'm not sure it would bother me, but to each their own, certainly. Rat, some of those text events.
When you finally take down the kiddie pool from the backyard and realize you now have a giant dead patch of grass. Somebody else says, construction. Holy crap. I don't want to drive the family anywhere after having to go through all of that. Another, mosquito bites on the butt, especially when you have to sit at a desk all day in agony the following Monday.
You want to complain about something today? It's the vent line on the Playhouse. Hi there.
When you find out your boyfriend is cheating on you and he doesn't even have the balls to tell you he's cheating on you and he just ignores you.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, we've heard about that type of guy, and I don't know why he exists. I can't defend this about our gender, but there is the type of guy that rather than break up with a woman, he just kind of treats her like crap so she breaks up with him. And I don't know why that is. I'm not sure why that there's a sector of men that do that. Rat, any guesses?
I have no clue.
But we've seen it time and time again, and I really don't understand why that is. Because they'll treat you like garbage, and then there's almost a sense of relief on their part when you finally pull the trigger and break up with them. I don't know why it happens. I know we've seen it. Rat, some more of those text events.
Coworkers who are constantly talking crap behind everyone's back. It makes you wonder what they say about you when you aren't around. Also, kids who can't sleep in on the weekend. I want to explain to them, you don't know how important this is going to be. Get your sleep now while you can.
disclosure here in a couple of minutes, and your vents at 2378. You can text 35270, and it's also posted on that Playhouse Facebook page.
The Morning Playhouse.
Woo-hoo! Nothing here but entertaining, making people laugh.
Y94.
Disclosure, Sam Smith. Latch. Playhouse in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station of Fargo-Moorhead in the Red River Valley. 7:13 in the morning and 57 degrees outside in Fargo-Moorhead. As the day progresses, you're going to be mostly sunny, mild too, with a high around 75 degrees. Now, in my book, though, that's like the perfect day because it's not too ridiculously hot, but it's also not chilly. It's 75 sunshine. There's a day. Now, if you're someone that would have the foresight to make it a 3-day weekend or you want to be sick today, I mean, this would be a good day to do it, just personally. I have a funny feeling, though, the Monday after WeFest, a hard day to have the boss believe that you're not feeling well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, did you, especially if you talked about going to WeFest, you'd be like, yeah, sure, you have the flu. Mm-hmm. Bottle flu. Your vents here in the vent line at 237 hits. You text 35270. Some of those, sir.
My neighbors put up a basketball hoop in their driveway. The annoying part is we have a shared driveway, so now I have to listen to a basketball bouncing around at all hours. Another says, teenagers driving their parents' expensive SUVs. What happened to the days when kids drove pieces of crap?
Ah, yes. The good old days. Your vent today. Hi.
Hi. I would just like to vent about girls. Girls cannot make up their minds, and that really bothers me.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I just want to vent about girls not being able to make up their mind all the time.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. I just want to vent about girls not being able to make up their mind. So, yeah, just want to vent about girls not being able to make up their... Thank you. I did enjoy it. We appreciate it. Some more of those texted ones.
Having unreliable coworkers who are constantly calling in sick and getting us reliable coworkers called into work all the time. Another says having to pick up our town after everyone finally leaves after WeFest. And that sad moment when you are leaving for the lakes or from the lakes and you know that tomorrow is Monday and all you want to do is stay.
Is there something that's kind of aggravating you lately? Maybe it's WeFest or weekend related. Maybe it has to do with the new work week. Your vents, grab a couple more here at 237 hits or shoot us a quick text at 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's make our move. It's magic time.
Y94.
7:18 in the morning. Playhouse airs right here on Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero and Rat in the Playhouse. 57 degrees. Here in Fargo-Moorhead, doing your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What you want to vent about today? Hi.
I really can't stand people that are too old to drive. They can't see over the steering wheel, and I'm following behind them, and they're going 15 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. I got stuff to do, and they're out filling prescriptions and getting breakfast and having fun in retirement, and I got a life to live and taxes to pay. Get off the road.
Okay. Well, we like the vent this morning. You only know they're off getting, you know, dinner or something, though, if it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. That's how you know it's dinner time.
See, and I'm kind of the opposite of that because mm-hmm. I could be like that violent person where it's like, what, you're driving 21 miles an hour? What are you? And then I see that they're old and I was like, oh, never mind.
I have a hard time being angry once I see it's like a sweet old grandmother or a sweet old grandfather because you're like, well, I'll give you the free pass. You're adorable and old and have seen and done a lot. I'm probably going to be just like you someday. Free pass. It's when it's somebody that's like your age driving like an idiot. You're like, come on now. Mm-hmm. Or younger. Write some of those text events.
Somebody saying being strongly encouraged to work overtime and coworkers on Facebook at work. Another, my grill broke down over the weekend. I don't think I've ever wanted burgers and steaks more than when I couldn't use my grill. Another, people who come back from vacation and talk about how exhausted they are. Some of us still haven't gotten our vacation yet. Also, gutters that are constantly getting clogged up. So annoying.
And a couple of minutes here, OAR with Peace and a Playhouse mailbag situation with a guy that is seeing this girl, but even though things are going perfectly, he's thinking he might need to end it. That's in a couple of minutes on the show.
We're talking. We're
toony. We're all a little loony.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's rip, we're rejected. Expect the unexpected.
Y94.